Let's turn to our Bible to Jeremiah chapter 31.
请翻圣经到耶利米书三十一章。
We read Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 3.
我们读耶利米书三十一章第三节。
Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 3. The Lord appeared to him from afar, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have drawn you with loving kindness.
耶利米书第三十一章第三节，古时耶和华向以色列显现说，我以永远的爱爱你，因此我以慈爱吸引你。
So this morning, our topic, is taken from this phrase, I have loved you with an everlasting love.
今天早晨我们的题目就是这节圣经，我以永远的爱爱你。
Exodus chapter 34, verse 6 and 7.
请翻到出埃及记三十四章六节到七节。
Exodus chapter 34.Verse 6 and 7.
出埃及记三十四章六节七节。
Then the Lord passed by in front of him and proclaimed, the Lord God, compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in loving kindness and truth, who keeps loving kindness for thousands, who forgives iniquities, transgressions, and sin. Yet,He will by no means leave the guilty unpunished, visiting the iniquity of fathers on the children and on the grandchildren to third and fourth generations.
出埃及记三十四章第六节，耶和华在他面前宣告说，耶和华，耶和华是有怜悯有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实，为千万人存留慈爱，赦免罪孽、过犯和罪恶，万不以有罪的为无罪，并追讨他的罪，自父及子，直到三四代。
Joel, the book of Joel, small prophet, chapter 2, verse 12 and 13.
小先知书约珥书第二章十二到十四节。
Joel, chapter 2, verse 12 and 13.
约珥书第二章十二到十四节。
Yet, even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, and with fasting, weeping, and mourning, and rend your heart, and not your garments. Now return to the Lord your God.For he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness and relenting of evil.
约珥书第二章十二节，耶和华说：既然如此，你们应当禁食、哭泣、悲哀，一心归向我。你们要撕裂心肠，不撕裂衣服，归向耶和华你们的神，因为他有恩典，有怜悯，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，并且后悔不降所说的灾。
Lastly, Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 1 through verse 4.
最后是《申命记》三十章一节到四节。
Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 1 through verse 4.
申命记三十章第一节到第四节。
So it shall be when all of these things have come upon you, the blessing and the curse.Which I have set before you, and you call them to mind in all nations where the Lord your God has banished you, and you return to the Lord your God, and obey him with all your heart and soul, according to all that I command you today, you and your sons. Then the Lord your God will restore you from captivity and have compassion on you.And will gather you again from all the peoples where the Lord your God has scattered you. If your outcasts are at the ends of the earth, from there the Lord your God will gather you, and from there he will bring you back.
申命记三十章第一节， 我所臣民在你面前的一切咒诅都临到你身上，你在耶和华你神追赶你到万国中，并心里追念祝福的话，你和你的子孙若尽心尽性归向耶和华你的神，照着我今日一切所吩咐的听从他的话，那时耶和华你的神必连续你，救回你这被掳的子民。耶和华你的神要回转过来，从分散你到万民中将你招聚回来。你被赶散的人，就是在天涯的人，耶和华你的神也必从那里将你招聚回来。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we do thank you that you have loved us with an everlasting love.
父，我们感谢你，你用永远的爱来爱我们。
You have drawn us with your loving kindness.
你用你的慈爱来吸引我们。
This morning, we do want to contemplate this great love together.
今天早晨，我们要一起来思想这伟大的爱。
May the Spirit of the Lord come upon us this morning.
愿主的灵临到我们。
So that we can understand, we can comprehend this everlasting love.
叫我们能够真实的明白这永远的爱。
Lord, we do recognize, how limited we are in speaking.
我们实在承认我们说的是何等有限制。
We have no language that is sufficient to explain the love of Christ.
我们没有办法用我们的言语来表达基督的爱。
Therefore, we look to the Holy Spirit this morning for help.
因此我们仰望圣灵来帮助我们。
And we also look for you to help for our sister to translate and for all of us to hear.
我们也仰望圣灵来帮助姊妹翻译，也帮助每一个人来听。
And we pray that this hour will not be in vain this morning.
我们祷告今天早晨这段时间不是枉然。
Hold every one of us into your hands.
把我们每一个人都握在你的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
This word everlasting is very special.
这个永远这个字是非常特别的。
I remember when Moses, at his old age, when he wrote the Psalm chapter 90.
我记得在摩西他年老的时候，他写了诗篇九十篇。
And he used the word everlasting.
他用了永远这个字。
And he used this word everlasting to describe his God.
他用永远这个字来描述他的神。
Then he said, "Before the mountains were born, or you gave birth to the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God."
他说诸山未曾生出，地与世界你未曾造成，从永远到永远你是神。
So the word everlasting is a marker of time.
所以永远这个字是一个时间的标记。
In Hebrew, and this word everlasting means a vanishing point.
在希伯来文永远这个字就是说到消失的那一点。
That's if you look very far away,
那如果你看得很远。
If there is a car that moving away from you,
如果有一辆车子是离你而去。
Suppose the way is straight, you can see as far as you can.
如果这条路是直的，所以你能够看得非常远。
So the car will become smaller and smaller and smaller.
那这辆车就会越来越小。
Until it become a small dot.
直到成为一个小点。
And then.The car vanished.
然后这辆车就消失了。
And that's called everlasting.
这就叫永远。
So you look from the past as far as you can until you cannot see anything.
所以你看过去尽可能的看过去到你看不到为止。
Or you look into the futures as far as you can see until you can see no more.
或是你尽可能的仰望未来，直到你看不见为止。
God is everlasting.
神是永远的。
It's everlasting God.
神是永远的神。
You know, in Old Testament, there are two words that are often associated with the word everlasting.
在旧约里有两个字常与永远相连的。
As you think about it a little bit,
请你想想看。
There are two words.
有两个字。
Often connected with everlasting.
常常与永远连着用的。
The first one is loving kindness.
第一个是慈爱。
This happened over and over again. The loving kindness of our Lord is everlasting.
在旧约里头一再的提到，耶和华的爱永远长存。
From eternity past to eternity futures, God is love.
从过去的永远到未来的永远，神是爱。
And there are second words that's associated with everlasting is the word covenant.
还有一个字是与永远相连的，就是约。
God's covenant is everlasting.
神的约是永远的。
So you put these two things together, that will explain what is this everlasting love.
所以你把这两件事放在一起，你这就能解释什么是永远的爱。
The everlasting love is covenant love.
永远的爱就是立约的爱。
It is very unique concept in the Bible, a covenant love.
在圣经里头是非常独特的观念，立约的爱。
What is covenant love?
什么是立约的爱？
And Exodus explained to us what is the covenant love.
在出埃及记里头向我们解释什么是立约的爱。
One day Moses said, God, I want to see your glory.
有一天摩西对神说，我要，对耶和华说，我要见你的荣光。
And Godsaid, it is okay, I will pass you by, I will pass, I myself will make all my goodness pass before you, and will proclaim the name of the Lord before you.
耶和华说，我要显我一切的恩慈在你面前经过，宣告我的名。
So God said, I will pass you by.
所以耶和华说，我要在你面前经过。
But as I pass you by, I will proclaim my name.
我在你面前经过的时候，要宣告我的名。
So the Exodus, the scripture we will be reading is from Exodus. That was the word of God Himself proclaiming His own name.
所以在出埃及记这一段话，我们就看到是耶和华他自己宣告他自己的名。
Then he proclaimed the Lord God, compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in loving kindness and truth, who keeps loving kindness for thousands, who forgives iniquity, transgressions, and sin.
耶和华说，耶和华耶和华是有怜悯有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实，为千万人存留慈爱，赦免罪孽过犯和罪恶。
His compassion and gracious.
他的怜悯是 是丰盛的。
He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor reward us according to our iniquities.
他没有按我们的罪过待我们，也没有按我们的罪孽报应我们。
He is slow to anger.
他不轻易发怒。
He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever.
他不长久责备，也不永远怀怒。
And he's abounding in loving kindness.
他的慈爱何等的丰盛。
For as high as the heavens are above the earth,So great is his loving kindness toward those who fear him.
天离地何等的高，他的慈爱向敬畏他的人也是何等的大。
As far as the east is from the west, so far he removed our transgression from us.
东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯离我们也有多远。
And who keeps loving kindness for thousands, who forgives iniquities.Transgressions and sins.
他为千万人存留慈爱，赦免罪孽、过犯和罪恶。
So this is God's own proclamations of His name.
这是神自己宣告他自己的名。
But this is only half of it.
这只是一半。
And there's another half.
还有另外一半。
He's not only abounding in loving kindness, He's also abounding in truth.
他不但有丰盛的慈爱，他也有丰盛的真理。
So covenant love have two sides of it.
所以立约的爱有两面。
On one side is loving kindness.
一面是他的慈爱。
On the other side is the truth.
一面是真理。
Only when loving kindness and truth meet, there is a covenant love.
只有慈爱和真理相遇的时候，才有立约的爱。
Righteousness and justice are the foundation of His throne.
公义和公平是他宝座的根基。
Therefore, loving kindness and truth must meet.
所以慈爱和真实必须相聚。
So where does loving kindness and truth meet?
这慈爱和真理是在哪里相遇的呢？
In the New Testament, loving kindness and truth met at the cross.
在新约里，慈爱和真理相遇于十字架上。
And that's the place you can find a covenant love.
在那里，你可以看见立约的爱。
God cannot let the guilty unpunished.
神不能让有罪的成为无罪。
Therefore, He found His own Son and make Him a sin.
因此，他让他的儿子成为那有罪的。
So righteousness, loving kindness, and truth meet at the cross.
因此，慈爱和诚实在十字架上相遇。
Whoever comes to the cross will receive this everlasting love, this covenant love.
凡是来到十字架的人，就能够得着这缔约的爱。
On the other hand, whoever rejects the cross will reject this covenant love.
另一方面，拒绝十字架的人就拒绝了这立约的爱。
But before the New Testament, the loving kindness and truth met at Mount Sinai.
但在新约以前，这慈爱和诚实相遇在西奈山。
Whoever kept the commandments, there was blessing.
若守诫命的人就得到祝福。
Whoever broke the commandment, there was curse.
违背这诫命的人就被咒诅。
Therefore, now there's a second part of this covenant love. It said, yet he will by no means leave the guilty unpunished, visiting the iniquity of fathers on the children and on the grandchildren to the third and fourth generations.
因此，这里有立约的爱的另一面，万不以有罪的为无罪，必追讨他的罪，自父及子，直到三四代。
And the guilt here refers to idolatry.
这里的罪指的是拜偶像的罪。
Idolatry broke the covenant.
拜偶像的罪就违背了这约。
And idolatry is a direct rejection of this covenant love.
拜偶像就直接拒绝了这立约的爱。
And that's why idolatry was the central issue.In the Old Testament.
因此拜偶像就是在旧约里头的中心问题。
It was the main issue of almost all prophets.
这几乎是所有先知书里头的主题。
God brought up the issue time and again.
神一再的来讲到这个题目。
Because it is His covenant love.
因为这是他立约的爱。
Therefore, God has to brought the issue.Back to Israel.
因此神就必须把这个问题带回到以色列人中间。
As we consider the covenant love, and we realize the covenant love is unchanging.
当我们来思想立约的爱的时候，我们知道立约的爱是不改变的爱。
And that's the uniqueness about this love is He will not change.
这爱的独特性就是它永不改变。
And when a prophet Isaiah describe this love. And he wants to describe this unchangedness of this love.
先知以赛亚他要来描述这爱，这个永不改变的爱。
And he wants to use something that Israelite can understand.
他要用以色列人所能明白的事来描述。
And Isaiah look for things that's most unchangeable.On the earth.
以赛亚就寻找到在这地上最不容易改变的事。
Many things on earth can be changed.
这地上许多事物都会改变。
The grass will change.
草会改变。
Flower will change.
花会改变。
Trees will change.
树会改变。
River will change.
河会改变。
Many things on this earth will change over time.
这地上许多的事物都会随着时间而改变。
And Isaiah saw that mountain looks unchangeable.
以赛亚就看到山看起来是不会改变的。
Therefore he wrote this.
所以他就这样写。
For mountains may be removed and the hills may shake, but my loving kindness will not be removed from you, and my covenant of peace will not be shaken.
大山可以挪开，小山可以迁移，但我的慈爱必不离开你，我平安的约也不迁移。
When I was young, they turned this into a song.
当我小时候，有人把这里写成一首歌。
So I probably I knew this song when I was very, very young, four or five years old.
所以当我四五岁的时候，我就知道这节圣经。
So I knew this song by heart.
我能够背这首诗歌。
So when I encountered the difficulty in my life.
因此，当我在我的生活当中遇见困难的时候
，And this song always came up.
这首歌就从我里面涌出来。
And it's very powerful.
这是很有全能的。
You know, the mountains may be removed, the hills may shake, but my loving kindness will not be removed from you.
大山可以挪开，小山可以迁移，但我的慈爱永不离开你。
I don't know what is your What is the mountain of your life?
我不知道你生命中的山是什么。
Here, mountain indicates something that is so steady, is so unchanging.
这里山就表明了一样永不改变，永非常稳固。
But one day, that mountain will be removed.
但有一天，这山也会被迁移。
I don't know what is your mountains.
我不知道你的山是什么。
I would like to tell you one of my mountains. Maybe our young people can relate to.
我告诉你我的山是什么，可能我们年轻人可以领会。
When I was very young,
当我小时候
there was something that is very, very, very steady.
有一样是非常稳固的。
That's my grade, my academic grade.
就是我的学业成绩。
I was very good.
我的学业成绩非常好。
Very, very good.
非常非常非常的好
probably male top in my school
可能是我全校的第一名
so to me that is unchangeable
对于我那是永不改变的
no, it's automatic
这是很自然的
you know, it's like my mom
那就是我的山
but I thank the Lord at a very young ageThat my mountain was removed.
但是我很感谢主，当我小时候，这山就被迁移了。
Now I think this is specially designed by the Lord.
我想这是神所乐意的。
When I graduated from elementary school, we have to take the test to go to middle school.
当我们从小学毕业的时候，我们必须要考试才能进入初中。
And Our year is the last year we have to do that.
我是那最后一年我们需要考试。
If I was born a year later, I don't need to do that anymore.
如果我晚生一年，我就不需要考试了。
Probably Jack didn't have to do that, right?
Jack 弟兄不需要。
But unfortunately, I was the last year we have to take that exam.
但很不幸的，我是最后一年要考试的。
But I was very confident.
但是我非常有把握。
Now there's not an issue here.
这里不是问题。
And my mountain was removed.
但我的山被迁移了。
And it was to my benefit.
但这是为着我的益处。
Especially in such a very young age that I experienced a major defeat.
尤其在这样年幼的时候，我就经历到一个被很大的击败。
I know some of your young brother and sister, you're very good also.
我知道我们很多年轻的弟兄姊妹，你也是非常好的。
And many of you have never been defeated until today.
许多人从来没有被击败，直到今天。
And many of you may not even be defeated in college.
许多人可能在大学都不会被击败。
Or even that you will not be defeated even in graduate school.
甚至你在研究所你也不会被击败。
But I can assure you one thing.
但我可以向你保证。
Your mountain will be removed someday.
有一天你的山会被迁移。
This is, I'm very sure.
我非常的确定。
But the issue is, when your mountain is removed, will you lose your peace?
但是问题是，如果你的山被迁移了，你会失去你的平安吗？
Some will not be able to take.
有人不能承受。
But I want you to remember today.
但我要你今天你要记得。
For the mountains may be removed, and the hills may shake, but my loving kindness will not be removed from you, and my covenant of peace will not be shaken.
大山可以挪开，小山可以迁移，但我的慈爱必不离开你，我平安的约也不迁移。
I have another mountain in my life.
在我生命中还有一个山。
It's a different mountain.
这是不同的山。
I think you probably can relate to as well.
我想你可能也会明白。
You know, I think my father is like my mountain.
我觉得我的父亲就像我的山。
I can always depend on my father.
我总是可以依靠我的父亲。
You know, during a period of time when I was in elementary school, I depend on my father for every lunch.
当我在小学的时候，我要依赖我的父亲为着我每一顿午饭。
And my father worked.In night shift. So he worked from, you know, 6 p.m. until like 6 a.m.
我的父亲是做晚班，所以他是从每天晚上六点做到早上六点。
So I didn't get to see him, right?
所以我就看不到他。
So when my father came home, and it was my father that did the shopping and cooking.Everything that my mother is supposed to do.
所以当我父亲回家以后，我的父亲会去买菜，会做菜，这些都是应该是我母亲做的。
But because of my mother also work full time.
因为我母亲也是全时间上班。
And therefore, my mother has no time to do that.
所以我母亲没有时间做这些事。
So my father got home in the morning, and he will cook the lunch.
所以我父亲早上回家，他就会煮午饭
，and the dinners，
还有晚饭。
Then he will pack a lunch box and send to the school for me and my sisters.
然后他就会装了便当给我和我的妹妹带到学校。
我的姐
姐。我的姐姐。
So therefore, if my father didn't show up, I would go hungry.
所以如果我的父亲没有出现，我就会饿肚子。
So therefore, I have never doubt in my life that my father loved me.
所以我从不怀疑我的父亲爱我。
He didn't have to do this.
他不需要做这些事。
Right? I can eat leftover.
我可以吃剩菜。
Right? It's the same thing. I just eat the food that's leftover from the day past.
我可以吃前天的剩菜。
So then he can sleep. He could sleep for a few more hours.
他就可以睡更多 的几小时。
Right? But father has compassion for his children.
但是父亲向着孩子有这样连续的心。
So for me, this is another mountain of my life.
所以对我来说，这是我生命中另一个山。
It is so dependable.
是何等的可靠。
And you knew there is love there.
你知道那里有爱。
So as I grew older and older, I begin to realize, you know, this mountain could be removed someday.
当我年长以后，我就开始明白这山可能会被迁移。
And I moved to the state, and we're so far apart.
当我到美国来以后，我们就相隔如此远。
And I began to think about this.
我就开始思想这事。
And for quite some time.I really hate to receive phone calls in the late night, late night, or early morning.
所以有一段时间我非常的害怕会接到凌晨的电话或是深夜的电话。
No, I was just afraid that if I would receive a phone call that was bad news.
我很害怕我若接到电话这是坏消息。
And I was thinking about how would I take this?
我就想到我怎么样承受这事。
So I start preparing in my mind how do I take this?
所以我的心里就开始准备我如何承受这事。
And one day, sure enough, early morning, there was a phone call.
有一天果然在凌晨的时候有一通电话进来了。
And the Lord had taken my father away from me.
主把我的父亲接去了。
And indeed, my mountain was removed.
我的山真的就被挪去了。
But I experienced the loving kindness of our Lord. It was everlasting.
但我就经历到主的慈爱是永远的。
I knew what was written in Isaiah was true.
我就知道在以赛亚书中所写的是真实的。
The mountain was removed, but God's loving kindness was not removed from me.
大山可以挪开，小山可以迁移，但主的慈爱永不离开我。
He does not retain his anger forever, because he delights in unchanging love.
他不永远发怒，因为他的爱是不改变的。
You know, God really delights in his unchanging love.
神实在喜悦他不改变的爱。
The second aspect of this covenant love is that the covenant love will not let you go.
在这缔约的爱，另一点就是这爱永不让你离开。
And this was described very, very well in the book of Hosea.
这在何西阿书里头有讲到。
And now when Hosea wrote this, you can really see the heart of our Lord.
当何西阿写这书的时候，你真的可以看见神的心。
And he said, "How can I give you up, O Ephraim? How can I surrender you?"
他说：“以法莲啊，我怎能舍弃你？以色列啊，我怎能弃绝你
？”How can I give you up? How can I surrender you?
我怎能弃绝你？我怎能舍弃你
？Do you see the heart of the Lord?
你看到主的心吗？
God said, "Ephraim, my dear son."
耶和华说，以法莲是我的爱子。
Is he a delightful child?
他是可喜悦的孩子吗？
Indeed, as often as I have spoken against him, I certainly still remember him.
我每逢责备他，仍深顾念他。
Therefore, my heart yearns for him.
所以我的心肠恋慕他。
Only a father can understand this.
只有父亲能够明白。
Only a father can speak against his son at the same time yearns for his son.
只有父亲能同时责备他的孩子，又恋慕他的孩子。
So we can see that God is our father.
所以我们可以看到神是我们的父。
Sometimes we as father we discipline our children.
有时候我们这做父亲的要管教我们的孩子。
But our heart is turned over within us.
但是我们的心却在回转。
And our compassion are kindles.
我们就更多的向他发怜悯。
Brothers and sisters, let me ask you a question, very simple questions.
弟兄姊妹，我问你一个很简单的问题。
Will you be here if God has given you up?
如果神放弃你了，你还会在这里吗？
I think about my years of rebellions.
我就回想我以前悖逆的时代。
If God has given me up during those years, then I would not be here today.
如果神在那个时候舍弃了我，我今天不会在这里。
As I look back during those years, I felt that there there is a court of a man that's surrounding me.
我回想在这那些年的时候，有一个慈神爱所环绕着我。
You know, it almost seems that I could never go too far away from the Lord.
那所以叫我不能够离神太远。
Although I'm rebellious in my heart.
虽然我的心中悖逆神。
But I knew there's something that attached to me, so I could never go too far.
但是我知道有慈神爱所连着我，叫我不能够离神太远。
Just as the Father has compassion on His children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear Him.
父亲怎样连续他的儿女，耶和华也照样连续敬畏他的人。
But oftentimes, strangely, we do not know God's love.
但是我们常常不知道神的爱。
Just like those who said in Malachi, said, "How have you loved us?"
正如在马拉基里，他们说，你在何事上爱我们
？God said, "I have loved you."
神是耶和华说，我曾爱你们。
But they say, "How have you loved me?"
他们却说，你在何事上爱我们
？I don't know if anyone sitting here today that you have the same questions.
我不知道在我们中间哪一位有也有这样的问题。
You said, "How have you loved me?"
你问，你在何事上爱我
？Therefore, this morning, our burden is to share. How can we know God's everlasting love?
所以今天早晨的负担就是我们如何知道神永远的爱
？Do you know there is a door to the everlasting love?
你知道向着这永远的爱有一对门
？And this door is a double door.
这一对门有两扇。
Do you know what a double door is?
你知道这一对两扇门是什么
？Double door is like the door in our entrance there.
一对两扇门就是像我们进来的那个门。
There's two vertical doors.
有两个垂直的门。
And the door will meet at the door frame.When they are closed,
当门关起来的时候，门框会相接。
And the door to God's everlasting love is a double door.
而向着神永远的爱的这门就是这样的
两扇。And this door have two vertical doors.
这门有两扇垂直的门。
And one side is repentance.
一边是悔改。
And the other side is obedience.
一边是顺服。
Repentance and obedience will bring you to the everlasting love of God.
悔改和顺服可以带你进入神永远的爱。
When Prophet Joel wrote chapter 2,
当先知约珥写第二章的时候
he knew the day of the Lord will come soon.
他知道耶和华的日子近了
And it's a terrible day.
而那是一个极其可怕的日子。
So they, Joel wrote this, yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart and with fasting, weeping, and mourning, and rend your heart and not your garments.
约珥就写道耶和华说虽然如此你们应当禁食哭泣悲哀一心归向我你们要撕裂心肠不撕裂衣服
Joel was saying there will be the day of the Lord coming
约珥说耶和华的日子近了
And this day is terrible
这日子是极其可怕的
But I will tell you and there is an escape
但我告诉你有一个逃生 的法子
And the escape is return to the Lord with all your heart
这逃生的路就是全心归向神
If you return to God with all your heart you will escape from this day
如果你全心归向神你就能逃过那可畏的日子
Therefore return to God with all your heart is the definition of repentance
因此全心归向神就是悔改的定义
We often do not believe we need repentance
我们常常不知道悔改。
We think that we have done repentance long time ago.
我们以为我们早就悔改了。
But repentance is return to God with all your heart.
但悔改是全心归向神。
And we should return to God with all our heart on a daily basis.
我们应当每天都全心归向神。
Why do we need to do this with all our heart?
我们为什么需要全心？
Why Joel didn't say return to God?
为什么约珥不只单单说归向神？
He said return to God with all your heart.
他说要全心归向神。
The reason is Israel has a divided heart.
这理由就是因为以色列人他们有一个不专一的心。
And brother and sister,Do we have a divided heart today?
弟兄姊妹，我们是不是有不专一的心？
And divided heart is a spiritual disease.
不专一的心是属灵的疾病。
And this disease has three symptoms.
而这疾病有三个症状。
So if you do not know whether you have a divided heart, I can help you out today.
所以你若不知道你是不是有不专一的心，今天我可以帮助你。
If you have these three symptoms, then you have a divided heart.
如果你有这三种症状，你就有不专一的心。
All right, number one, symptom number one.
第一个症状。
You have two masters.
你有两个主人。
Do you have two masters?
你有两个主人吗
？If you have two masters, you have a divided heart.
如果你有两个主人，你就有不专一的心。
When Elijah asked question to Israelite, and he challenged them, he said, "How long will you hesitate between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow Him; but if Baal, follow Him."
以色列人前来对众民说，以利亚来对众民说，你们心持两意，要到几时呢？若耶和华是神，就当顺服耶和华；若巴利是神，就当顺服巴利。
It's very simple. If the Lord is God, follow Him.
这非常简单。如果耶和华是神，就顺服耶
和华。But if Baal, follow Him.
如果巴利是神，就顺服巴利。
It's very simple.
这是非常简单的。
But Israel, the people did not answer him a word.
但以色列人却一言不答。
Brothers and sisters, if this question is posed to you, if Lord is God, follow Him. If Baal is God, follow Him. What is your response?
弟兄姊妹，如果 用这个问题来问你，如果耶和华是神，就跟随神；如果巴利是神，就顺从巴利。
If we cannot answer this question, we have a divided heart.
如果我们不能回答这个问题，我们就有不专一的心。
You know, Moody has a Sunday school teachers.
穆迪有一个主日学老师。
And one day, the Sunday school teacher asked.Moody a very simple question.
有一天他的老师问他一个简单的问题。
Will you not give your heart to Jesus?
你还没有把你的心归给耶稣吗？
Moody has an undivided heart.
穆迪有一个不专一的心。
有一个
专一的心。穆迪有一个专一的心。
Therefore, he gave himself to Jesus.
因此他把自己归给耶稣。
So this is symptom number one.
这是第一个症状。
Symptom number two.
第二个症状。
Lack of reality.
缺少实际。
What do I mean? Lack of reality.
缺少实际是什么意思？
I mean inconsistency.
就是不一致。
So you are one way on Sunday, you are another way on Saturday.
你在主日过一种生活，你在星期六过另一种生活。
And that's inconsistency.
这就是不一致。
You are inconsistent from the word you say and from what's in your heart.
你所说的和你心中所存的不一致。
You know what word to say, you know what prayers to pray, you know what song to sing,But everything you did, you learn from others.
你知道要怎么说什么，你知道祷告什么，你知道唱什么歌，但是你所知道的都是从别人那里学到的。
Lack of reality.
缺少实际。
That means you have a divided heart.
这就是说你有不分真的心。
Number three, symptom number three.
第三个症状。
Neither cold nor hot.
不冷不热。
In other words, lukewarm.
就是温水。
If our heart is undivided, then we will be either hot or either cold.
如果我们的心是专一的，我们或者是冷，或者是热。
If you are undivided to the Lord, you will be hot.
如果你向着神是专一的，你就是热。
If you are undivided to the world, you will be cold.
如果你向世界是专一的，你就会冷。
But since we have divided heart,
但是因为我们有这个不专一的心。
So we are neither cold nor hot.
我们就不冷不热。
So I give you all three symptoms.
我就给你们这三个症状。
How many of us has this disease?
多少人有这样的病症？
Do we need to return to God with all our heart?
我们需要全心归向神。
Repentance.Begin with the realization with one's true conditions.
悔改开始于认识自己真实的光景。
If we see our true condition, we will return to God fasting, weeping.
我们如果认识自己的真实的光景，我们就会回转向神，禁食、哭泣、悲哀。
Unfortunately, there was no repentance at the time of Elijah.
很不幸的，在以赛亚的时候没有悔改。
There was no repentance in the time of Isaiah.
在以赛亚的时代没有悔改。
There was no repentance in Laodicea.
在老底家里面没有悔改。
But well, we have repentance today here.
今天我们在这里能有悔改的心吗？
If we truly repent, if we return to God with all our heart, we will experience the love of God in a fresh way.
如果我们真实的悔改，如果我们全心归向神，我们就能在一个新的的从那新的一方面来经历神神的永远的爱。
Sometimes our enemy has a trick on us.
有时候仇敌向着我们有这样的诡计。
He will tell us that it is too late.
他会告诉我们太迟了。
It's too late. The relationship between you and your spouse is gone.
他说你跟你配偶之间的关系已经没有了，已经太迟了。
Whether you repent now has no consequence anymore.
你现在悔改已经没有用了。
Brother and sister, repentance will never be too late.
弟兄姊妹，悔改永不会太迟。
Will never be too late.
永不会太迟。
Sometimes the enemy will tell us that, no, you made so many mistakes raising your children. Now, they're gone.
有时候仇敌会告诉你，你在教养孩子的时候，你犯了这么多错误，现在他们都离开了。
It's too late. It's already too late.
已经太迟了。
Brother and sister, repentance will never be too late.
弟兄姊妹，悔改永不会太迟。
Even we make a mistake while raising our children, we can still repent before the Lord.
虽然我们在教养孩子的事上我们犯了错，但是我们仍旧可以向主悔改。
Maybe you spend most of your adult life taking care of your own business. You didn't serve the Lord.
也许在你的日子中，你花许多时间来照顾你的家庭，你没有服侍神。
But now the sin says it's too late.
所以现在仇敌就跟你说已经太迟了。
You have poor health. You can no longer serve the Lord. It's too late to repent.
你的健康已经太差了，你不能再服侍神，已经太你悔改太已经太迟了。
Brother and sister, this is a lie. Repentance is never too late.
弟兄姊妹，这是谎言，悔改永不会太迟。
Return to God with all our heart.
全心归向神。
Let's talk about the second door.
让我们再来讲第二道门。
The second door is obedience.
第二道门是顺服。
The obedience is written in Deuteronomy chapter 30.
顺服写在申命记三十章。
And in chapter 30, verse 2, he said, You return to the Lord your God and obey him with all your heart and soul, according to all that I command you today, you and your sons.
申命记三十章第二节，你和你的子孙若尽心尽性归向耶和华你的神，照着我今日一切所吩咐的，听从他的话。
Then you see that double turn. Return to God and obey him.With all your heart and your soul.
所以你就看见这两扇门，一面是回全心归向神，一面是尽心尽性顺服神。
So obedience is obey him with all your heart and all your soul.
所以顺服就是尽心尽性归向神。
If we have obedience, the obedience will restore us from captivity.
如果我们有顺服的心，这顺服就能叫我们从被掳的光景中归回。
And brother and sister, I felt that this concept of captivity is quite applicable today.
弟兄姊妹，我发现被掳的这件事对今天是非常实际的。
I believe we live in the time of captivity today.
我相信今天我们就住在被掳的这个世代。
And there are many, many symptoms of captivity.
有许多被掳的症状。
Early this year, I went back to Taipei. And in Taipei, then we have subway system.
今年年初我回到台北，台北有捷运。
When you are in subway,You are in the same place with many, many other people.
当你在捷运站时，你跟许多人在一起。
And it's very, very strange.
是非常奇怪的。
It's very quiet.
非常安静。
Very quiet in the subway.
在捷运里头非常安静。
All you hear is the sound of the keyboards.
你所听见的就是那电脑的击打声。
A lot of people, no one is talking to anybody else.
有许多人都没有人在交谈。
Everyone is either listening to music or doing something with their phone.
每个人或者是在听音乐，或者是在用他的手机。
And it's very strange to me.
我觉得非常奇怪。
It wasn't like that, no, 30 years ago.
30年前不是这样。
30 years ago, we would be talking and laughing and chatting.
30年前我们会谈笑，会交谈。
But now, everybody is captive.
但是今天却不是如此。
We're captured by something.
我们就被某一样事情抓住。
There's no communication between people now.
人中间已经没有沟通。
And I believe today, even between parents and children, there's lack of communications.
我相信今天即使在父母和孩子中间都没有交通。
There's so much captures us.
有许多事抓住了我们的心。
And we have no time to fellowship.
我们没有时间交通。
And this is a day of captivity.
这是被掳的时代。
I think as many parents would probably have thought about this.
我想许多父母都会想到这事。
Especially if children is about to leave home.
尤其是孩子将要离家的时候。
And there's not much time left.
已经没有什么时间剩下了。
You have to make the most out of these opportunities.
你必须要抓住每一个机会。
So we can't stay in captivity any longer.
我们不能再留在这被掳的光景中。
And we can't allow our children to be in captivity any longer.
我们也不能让我们的孩子在这被掳的光景中。
So what do we do?
我们能做什么呢？
Obedience.
顺服。
Keep His commandments.
遵守他的诫命。
The proverb has such encouragement to us.
箴言对我们有这样激励的话。
Hear, my son, your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. Indeed, they are a graceful wreath to your head and ornaments about your neck.
我儿，要听你父亲的训诲，不可离弃你母亲的法则，因为这要做你头上的华冠，你项上的金链。
If we obey, if we keep Lord's commandments, then this commandment will become an ornament of grace on our head.
如果我们遵守主的法则，这法则就要成为我们头上的华冠。
Now obedience will bring us into His compassion and grace.
顺服能够带我们进入他的恩典。
The last week, Wednesday, was my 30 years anniversary.At work.
上个星期三是我工作的三十周年。
I couldn't believe it has been that long, 30 years in the same company.
我不敢相信我在同一家公司已经工作了三十年。
And as I reflect upon, the last 30 years.
我就回顾过去这三十年。
And I realized that, I have lost some opportunities.
我知道我曾经失去过一些机会。
And if I would do it over again.
如果我能再做一次。
I would spend less time on my own, on myself.
我会花更少的时间在我自己身上。
I still think I waste.Too much time on myself.
我实在觉得我在我身上花了浪费了太多时间。
And I probably spend more time than necessary at work as well.
我也不会花太多时间在我工作上。
我已经花了太多。
我已经花了太多时间在工作上。
I wish I could have spent more time with children.
我希望我能花更多的时间在我的儿女身上。
I wish I can spend more time in service.
我希望我能有更多的时间花在服事上。
So we are like the dust, right?
我们如同灰尘。
Like the grass or the flower of the field.
如同在野地上的草花。
And sometimes we flourish in a hurry.
有时候我们很快的就过去了。
Just like the children among us, they flourish in a hurry.
所以我们的孩子就很快的就从我们旁边过去了。
I couldn't believe some of the very young children are now married.
我不敢相信有一些以前很小的孩子现在已经结婚了。
And some of a young boy getting taller almost every week.
我们有的小男孩每一周都长得更高。
We flourish.Like grass and the flowers.
我们就像草像花一样就过去了。
But the Bible said, the wind will pass by us.
但是圣经说，这风会从我们旁边吹过去。
When the wind has passed us, it is no more.
当风吹过去的时候，一切都不再有了。
And its place acknowledge Him.No longer.
他原来的地方也不再认识他了。
I'm very, very confident. By the time I leave my company, in a few years, no one will acknowledge that I ever worked there.
我深信，当我离开我工作的地方几年以后，没有人会再记得我。
I am fully confident of that.
我确知深信会如此。
Because I have seen many in front of me.
因为我看见许多在我前面的人。
And no one acknowledged them anymore.
没有人在纪念他们了。
So therefore, I re-ask all of us to consider this very important fact.
因此，我请每一位来思想这个事实。
Is what is most important in our life.
我们生命中最重要的是什么？
I heard that Stephen Jobs said this before his death.
我听说，Steve Jobs 他死以前这样说。
I don't know whether it's true because this is internet reading.
我不知道这是不是真的，因为这是从网上读到。
I don't know whether it's true at all, but this is what I read.
我不知道这是不是真的，我是在网上读到的。
He said, "I can hire people to drive for me."
我可以雇人来为我开车。
I can hire people to do many things I need in my life.
我可以雇人来为我做许多的事。
But I cannot hire someone.To sick for me.
但我不能雇人来为我生病。
Doesn't matter how much money you have.
无论你有多少钱。
Doesn't matter how much you accomplish.
不在乎你的成就有多大。
By the time the wind has passed by.
当着风吹过的时候。
It is no more.
人就不再纪念你。
And its place.Will acknowledge him no longer.
在那个地方就没有人再会纪念他。
Our brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord that even we have such a weak situations, and God promised to love us with an everlasting love.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢主。虽然我们有这样软弱的光景，可是主却应许我们要用永远的爱来爱我们。
And not only that, therefore, I have drawn you with loving kindness.
因此，我以慈爱吸引你。
May the Lord draw us today with His everlasting love.
愿主今天再用他永远的爱来吸引我们。
Just like the virgin, those virgin who call.To the Lord, draw me, so that we will run after thee.
就如同那众童女，他们对主说：“愿你吸引我，我们就快跑跟随你。”
The virgin loved the Lord because they smelled the fragrance of the ointment poured forth.
这众童女都爱主，因为他们都闻到从主里面出来的馨香之气。
Have you smelled the fragrance?Of the ointment pour forth.
你有闻到主里面出来的馨香之气吗？
Our Lord Jesus is the ointment pour forth.
我们主耶稣就是那倒出来的香膏。
Our Lord Jesus is the testimony that God loves us with an everlasting love.
我们主耶稣就是神以永远的爱来爱我们的见证。
May this love draws us today.
愿这爱今天再来吸引我们。
So we can run after him today.
叫我们今天就能快跑跟随主。
To run to this door.
能够进入这门。
To return to God with all our heart.
全心归向神。
To obey him with all our heart and all our soul.
尽心尽性顺服他。
So that we can experience this everlasting love.
叫我们都能够经历到这永远的爱。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you that we can again come together and fellowship upon your words.
父，我们感谢你，我们能再聚集在你的面前来交通你的话语。
And we pray that this word.Will find a good soil this morning.
我们祷告这话在我们的里面能找着好土。
Now there will be some who would return to you with all their heart.
叫我们能全心归向你。
There will be some who will obey you with all their hearts, with all their soul.
叫我们能尽心尽性顺服你。
Lord, give us that wisdom that require to understand your word.
主求你赐给我们这样的智慧，能够明白你的话语。
So that your word would become the lamp to our feet.
叫你的话成为我们脚前的灯。
We pray that Holy Spirit will continue to interpret this word in our spirit.
我们求圣灵能继续在我们的灵里来翻译你的话。
And create that clean heart in us.
在我们里面重新制造那清洁的心。
Create that undivided heart in us.
制造那没有纷争的心。
Remove double-mindedness from us.
除去我们里面的的恶心。
Remove any hypocrisy from us.
除去我们里面的假冒伪善。
So we can be your children.
叫我们成为你的儿女。
We pray in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。阿门。